Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are biblical reasons for Christians to take a stand against abortion. That's the headline. David James comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Very important discussion. David, I know we've discussed this issue before, but as we're wrapping it up today, I would like for you to briefly mention some of the reasons why believers should stand firmly against abortion. I want you to do that from a medical, logical, and biblical perspective.
Well, Jimmy, let's first think about this from the medical and scientific perspective. I just sent you a couple of days ago a CNN article about the birth of the world's most premature baby who has made it to his first birthday after beating 0% odds of survival. That baby was 131 days early, which is only about 1 week past the halfway point of a normal pregnancy, and that baby weighed less than 0.75 pounds. And Jimmy, I've said for years that this viability date is going to ultimately get pushed back to the fertilization stage, I think. And I think it's completely possible that one day a full pregnancy will one day happen outside the womb. So then that begs the question, where along that line does life start? Logically and psychologically, if a fetus is nothing more than part of a woman's body, why is it that those women who have appendectomies, for example, don't experience the same sense of traumatic loss that so many report after an abortion? Then looking at it biblically, in Psalm 139, David wrote that his frame was hidden in his mother's womb and God had ordained all his days. In Galatians, Paul refers to himself as being separated by God for ministry from his mother's womb. The Lord told Jeremiah in chapter 1 that he had sanctified, made him a prophet before he was born. In the law, someone who caused a miscarriage was guilty of murder. And then finally, we need to remember that God took on human flesh at the moment Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was a human person from the moment of conception.
David James, Bible in hand, giving us the biblical reasons for Christians to take a stand against abortion. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. On many issues that a Christian will confront in the last days, they can go to the Word of God, the Bible, to determine how we can deal with these issues. On the issue of abortion, God's word is absolute. As David mentioned, Psalm 139 is a key chapter on abortion. It says we are wonderfully made in the womb of our mothers. Speaking of when life begins, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says that life actually begins in the mind of God in eternity past. God's word is absolute on the abortion issue. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...